We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives as we honour a part of ourselves.
Happy viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, recycling in Cuba saves the country $95 million. In ecology news, an agency is launched in India to care for trees. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Malawi-American founder of an organization that provides free education to children in her native country. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 23rd, historian, statesman, and one of Germany's most noted pacifists of the early 20th century, Mr. Ludwig Kvid, was born in Bremen, Germany in 1858. Mr. Gavitta joined the German Peace Society, of which he was president for 15 years. He also held a position on the Council of the International Peace Bureau in Bern and was a leader in the World Peace Congress in Glasgow, Scotland. Moreover, Mr. Gavitta headed the German Peace Cartel, an institution made up of 21 pacifist organizations. For his efforts to establish a more harmonious planet, Mr. Gavitta was the co-recipient of the 1927 Nobel Peace Prize with French educator Ferdinand Edouard Brisson. May laudable endeavors like Mr. Ludwig Gavitta's continue to lead the way for beings on our Earth to coexist in the spirit of friendship and brotherly love.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Australia. In early February 2009, Australia's worst case of wildfires left vast stretches of urban and natural areas devastated, with hundreds of families affected and the mourning of 210 lives lost. 2 weeks later, bushfires blazed once again in the same region, driven by strong winds and hot, dry temperatures. Fortunately, throughout this period, surviving residents were assisted by their caring neighbors as well as government aid. Sadly, however, many wild animals also suffered enormously, with countless perished and hundreds of others injured or lacking shelter, food, and water. On February 8th, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $30,000 to help those in the affected area. She later sent an additional $20,000 as soon as news came about the new fires. Our association's relief team began focusing on assisting the animal victims. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report.
March 18, 2009, regarding new bushfires in Australia. With Master's loving aid of $20,000 for the new bushfire in Australia on February 25th, the relief work has been carried out by our association members from Melbourne Centre. While the Victorian bushfires have been all put out, the wildlife have suffered and began to emerge. Many are still being found with all kinds of injuries. Some are starving because the burnt-out forest had left little food. We have been sending Master's relief funds to many wildlife rescue people and organizations. Thank you, Master, for your great love and care bestowed upon all. Love from Melbourne Centre, Australia.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers, who may wish to know more about the situation following the Australia bushfires. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this report. We appreciate beyond measure the tireless efforts of all the Australian firefighters, relief personnel, loving neighbors, and animal welfare staff and volunteers for their valued aid to both humans and animal co-inhabitants during these devastating events. Our gratefulness goes to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose timely assistance and love has brought comfort to many during this difficult time. We also thank our association members for their efforts to deliver the help to where it is most needed. May both the gentle people and treasured animal co-inhabitants of Australia soon recover their normal lives as we pray for tragedies such as these to subside through the widespread adoption of lifestyles that are compassionate to all beings and the earth.
Russia airlifts humanitarian aid to Tajikistan. Russia's Emergencies Ministry has sent two planes to Tajikistan carrying nearly 100 tons of aid, including mobile generators, frame tents, heaters, and 3,000 blankets. The head of the Russian diplomatic mission said, "Tajikistan is a long-standing partner of Russia. There are special relations between our countries, and we could not leave requests for humanitarian aid unresponded. Heaven smiles on your spirit of neighborly kindness, Russia. Surely such heartening support as yours will go a long way toward restoring the strength and vitality of the deserving Tajik people."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Pakistan releases Taliban members. Honoring terms in a recent peace accord, the Pakistani Northwest Frontier Government has freed 20 Taliban members. It is hoped that this goodwill gesture will further the diplomacy developments in the area. Our appreciation, Northwest Frontier Government, for your efforts to continue fostering harmonious relations. May heaven bless all Pakistani people in the region with tranquility and brotherhood.
Rescue unit members receive recognition. 7 men and 1 woman of the 20-member Royal Navy Search and Rescue Helicopter Unit of the HMS Gannet in Scotland have been honored for their outstanding service and bravery. Their unit performed a record amount of rescues in 2008, saving 347 people. The Air Force Cross was given to Lieutenant Commander Martin Lonnie and Lieutenant Mike Paulette, while Lieutenant Commander Martin Ford and Petty Officer Darren Craig were awarded the Queen's Commendation for Bravery in the Air. The Commander-in-Chief Fleet Commendation was given to Flight Sergeant Ewan Gibson and Lieutenants Olivia Millies and Tony Sherwin. Leading Air Crewman Kevin Reagan was recognized with the Queen's Gallantry Medal. A hero salute to you, distinguished Royal Navy Search and Rescue personnel of the HMS Gannet, for your dedication and expert service to those in need. May heaven bless your caring hearts and protect you always while on duty.
Central Asia becomes nuclear weapon-free. On Saturday, the nations of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan ratified the treaty on a nuclear weapon-free zone in Central Asia, or CANWFZ. In doing so, they forswore all nuclear weapons and related activities such as research, development, manufacturing, and stockpiling. This initiative places the Central Asian region as the 5th in the world and the 1st in the Northern Hemisphere to ratify the treaty, along with Latin America and the Caribbean, the South Pacific, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Our joyful accolades, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, for this auspicious agreement of peace. May such measures as yours expand everywhere for a safe world of shared acceptance and understanding.
Danish Queen designs costumes and sets for new film. Denmark's Queen, Margrethe II, is working behind the scenes for an upcoming film based on Hans Christian Andersen's story, The Wild Swans, which is set for release this autumn. The fairy tale describes the story of a young princess who is determined to restore her 11 brothers after they are transformed into swans by their stepmother. Inspired and fascinated by Andersen's literary works, the Queen has also designed costumes and decor for a number of ballets in recent years. What a delightful surprise! Our respectful accolades, Your Majesty, for your artistic contributions to the world of theater and film. May audiences the world over enjoy The Wild Swans and many other expressions of your creative talents in the performing arts.
Save our planet. Deforestation and climate change could bring massive extinctions. A report from the United Nations Environmental Program indicates that in 2005, deforestation of nearly 20% of the Amazon forest, an area equivalent to the size of Venezuela, has already led to the extinction of 26 plant and animal species. With trees continuing to be lost at a rapid pace, another 644 species are presently in danger of being lost forever, including the red-faced spider monkey and the spectacled bear.
Meanwhile, the Australian Wildlife Conservancy and scientists for the Northern Territory are warning of mass extinctions of approximately 1,500 plants and animals unless immediate measures are taken to protect their environment. They cite overgrazing by cattle and climate-related fires among the key reasons as to why so many species are at risk. Our thanks, United Nations Environmental Program, Australian Wildlife Conservancy, and Northern Territory scientists for these alarming reports on the flora and fauna that are in danger of leaving our planet forever. We pray that humanity quickly adopts such protective practices as the plant-based diet to safeguard all living beings.
In light of this grave situation for the animal kingdom, Supreme Master Ching Hai has given humans a rare glimpse into the inner lives of our co-inhabitants, including their thoughts on the current situation of the Earth. The following discussion comes from a video conference in July 2008 with our association members in Germany.
They don't worry about climate change, or they don't worry about their own safety or anything like that. They more worry about how humans degrading themselves and mirror in the climate tragedy and the damage of the environment and maybe the destruction of the whole planet. Together with it, it is the status of humans, of their heart. The animal worry about that, the degradation, the destruction of humans' noble quality. They do not worry so much about life and death the way we do, because mostly they are in connection with their inner self, with the God self inside. And for them, dying is just like changing rooms. They try to tell us over centuries that we should live a noble life, the life according to Jesus' teaching and Buddha's doctrine. But very few listen. They still say the same. They say what I say, be fast, go green. Save your souls.
Save our planet. Organic vegetable farming technique promotes natural carbon sequestration. Research director Paul Hepperly of the Rodale Institute in the United States says that a combination of growing organic produce along with a method known as no-till agriculture could absorb and store more than half of all the CO2 emissions generated in a year if used on the entire world's 3.5 billion tillable acres. Called organic no-till, the Rodale Institute has been developing the method over the past 18 years, whereby farmers can plant a cover crop that protects and nourishes the soil until it's time to sow the food crop. During sowing, special equipment attached to a tractor levels the cover crop to the ground to provide mulch for the food crop, offering weed protection and valuable carbon storage as the food crop grows up through it. Wow, what an advancement, Director Hepperly and Rodale Institute researchers! We applaud your development and can't wait to see wider adoption of this method that provides the most healthy fruits and veggies along with valued protection of our ecosphere.
Save our planet. Worldwide support for the compassionate way of life. Individuals and communities united on March 20th and 21st for the International Meetup Day. The 25th anniversary campaign was commemorated in over 24 countries to bring the message of veganism, that is, the cruelty-free plant-based diet, to the public. Locations included Finland.
I will join Meetup Day. Let's take meat out of our diets.
The United Arab Emirates, where support for climate change action is also high.
Assalamu alaikum. تضامنا مع اليوم العالمي لمحاربة الاحتباس الحراري فأني أدعو كافة المشاهدين إلى الامتناع عن أكل اللحوم ومشتقات اللحوم.
And in the United States,
I found out a lot of great information, and I'm even thinking about changing my diet, just doing the vegetable thing to see if I can feel better and be healthier here. Yeah.
Through this noble event, civilians were able to share their discovery of some of the countless reasons for choosing the life-saving plant-based diet. Let's first take a look at Toronto, Canada.
We're expected to lose 80% of all the species on Earth by the end of this century. The Amazon rainforest, the Arctic, that's tragic. We can't allow that to happen.
In South Africa, similar revelations were being made.
The benefits of a plant-based regimen are manifold, ranging from saving much of Earth's natural resources to enhancing peace in communities to personal fitness.
I lost 15 pounds when I became vegan.
You got cancer, heart attack, diabetes, arthritis, etc. We're doing something wrong. Go vegetarian, go vegan.
United States big city mayors issued meet-out proclamations calling on fellow citizens to turn toward the most wholesome plant-based diet. One event organizer shared a proclamation from the mayor, Bill White of Houston, a metropolis of 3 million people.
Whereas a wholesome plant-based diet of whole grains, vegetables, and fresh fruits reduces the risk of heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, and other chronic and infectious diseases that cripple and kill nearly 1.3 Americans annually. And whereas a diet that helps enormously in reducing emissions of greenhouse gases that produce global warming, and whereas such a diet helps prevent the suffering and death of more than 10 billion sentient animals in the United States each year. The City of Houston salutes those committed to this challenging and worthwhile campaign and extends best wishes to all for a successful and rewarding event. Therefore, I, Bill White, Mayor of City of Houston, hereby proclaim March 20th, 2009 as Great American Meetout Day.
Indeed, many caring civilians expressed their wishes to put an end to the cruelty that is inseparable from the meat-making process.
I feel that it's wrong for people to eat animals because they have a life, and to kill a life to eat is kind of wrong.
When I was seven, some farmers came into our class, my second grade class, and showed a movie about chicken slaughtering that followed from start to finish, and it was the most horrifying thing that I could ever imagine. And I ran home crying, and I swore that I could never eat meat again. And luckily, my parents let me do that. I've been a vegetarian since then, and I'm completely healthy, happy, and strong.
And I think it's an important question. If human beings can have the diet they need to live well without eating animals, then how can we justify eating animals?
Currently, I am not a vegetarian. However, since I've visited here, and it's just been so enlightening, and it has made me want to now increase my knowledge of it, as well as to even change my diet to live a healthier lifestyle.
We express our heartfelt gratitude to all heroes involved for bringing awareness and encouragement to the widespread adoption of a vegetarian diet. God bless your righteous and dignified efforts. Let us all choose the kind-hearted plant-based diet for Eden on Earth.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
For more information on how to start an animal-free diet, you can find free veg starter kits and easy recipes on the internet, such as on meatout.org and www.suprememastertv.com.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. China continues national forestation campaign. With an allocated budget of nearly $9 billion U.S. dollars per year and a goal of 20% reforestation by 2010, China is set to plant over 16 million additional hectares of trees. Along with a national mandate that halted the felling of natural forests a decade ago, thus preserving some 95 million hectares, the Ministry of Education is working to raise further awareness of environmental conservation by calling on all students to plant at least one tree before their graduation. Our sincere appreciation, China, for this laudable project to improve the environment. As part of sustainable living, let us all similarly strive to restore the verdant havens of our life-giving trees.
Save our planet. Young people from around Australia are now planning the first National Youth Climate Summit to be held in Sydney this coming July 2009.
Save our planet. U.S.-based Prairie Grouse Partners, established by four North American nonprofit conservation groups, plans to restore 60 million acres of native grassland, offering protection at the same time to the area's many wildlife inhabitants.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. And we both follow a delicious plant-based diet. Here's a tip today on saving energy. If you have a central heating or cooling in your house, make sure all the ducts are properly sealed and insulated. That way, hot or cool air doesn't escape, which would cause the system to work harder and use more electricity. Right, lovely Laguna. That's how efficient heating or cooling in your home helps save money and resources. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In green business news, Cuba prioritizes recycling and saves $95 million. In 2008, the nation's factories increased the amount of scrap metal accumulated by more than 7% compared to the previous year. Cuba relies on recycled metal to meet the needs of the building industry. The government also emphasizes the importance of recycling paper, plastic, and glass in an effort to protect the environment and reduce expenses. We salute your eco-friendly endeavors, Cuba. May all nations take every step possible to support life on our planet for eons to come.
In ecology news, an Indian city launches a program for trees. The New Delhi Municipal Council, or NDMC, has established a tree ambulance. It will be able to provide special treatment by trained staff members for trees and plants that are in need. The chairperson of the NDMC, Sri Paramal Rai, explained, "A tree ambulance will be like a doctor visiting a sick patient." In addition, the NDMC also plans to adorn various parts of New Delhi with more than 1 million potted plants. Our accolades and thanks, New Delhi Municipal Council, for your innovative project. May all trees and greenery thrive under heaven's watchful gaze. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Malawi native Ms. Marie Da Silva, who supports the education of over 200 children on her wages as a nanny in the USA. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More inspiring news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, comforting news for a deserving world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring Ms. Marie Da Silva, who takes care of children in both the United States and her native Malawi.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Ms. Marie Da Silva is the founder of the Jacaranda School, which more than 200 children in Newlands, Malawi attend at no cost. Mr. Silva, a native of Malawi, works as a nanny in Los Angeles, USA. In 2002, she heard that the school in her hometown was going to be closed. Feeling a great concern for the pupils, many of whom are orphans, she asked her mother to allow them to use their family home as a base to gather and learn. She offered to provide the finances needed and has funded the operation of the school almost entirely on her own. From her monthly earnings as a nanny, she supports the salaries of the headmaster, 12 teachers, and any supplies she can afford.
In September 2005, Ms. Da Silva set up the Jacaranda Foundation to raise awareness and funds for the school. The foundation's website can be accessed at jacarandafoundation.org. Ms. Da Silva's nonprofit group is named after the jacaranda tree, which grows both in her motherland of Malawi and her new home in Los Angeles. For her, it is a symbol of hope, which she would like to share with the children of her native country.
The goal of the foundation is for young people in challenging situations to be able to continue with their education and eventually secure good jobs. Every morning, the youngsters are served porridge. The school provides education and school uniforms for primary and secondary students, all free of charge. It is the only secondary school in Malawi which has no fees. Courses in life skills, AIDS prevention, and clubs in sports, theater, arts, and crafts, and gardening are also offered. In the future, Ms. Da Silva would like to build schools for children in need in other areas of the country. Our sincere appreciation, Ms. Da Silva and Jacaranda Foundation. God bless your precious help to the beautiful children of Malawi. May all young people grow up nourished by love, nutritious plant-based food, and fulfilling educational opportunities.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Procession.
There was a funeral procession that was rolling slowly along the road, and a passerby asked a little boy who was watching, "Who was it that had died, my son?" The little kid said, "Oh, that man in the coffin had died."
And now for our viewer's heartline. Our viewer watched Engineering for a Better Life, Don Schoendorfer, and the Free Wheelchair Mission on Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. Mr. Schoendorfer has founded Free Wheelchair Mission, which helps people in need throughout the world.
I love that program, and those wheelchairs are awesome. They give legs to so many very well-deserving people all over. These wheelchairs also outlast the standard ones seen in hospitals and can be repaired with easy-to-find parts near people all around the world. Excellent work, you guys. Spinergy from the United States.
Kind Spinergy, it is indeed very wonderful work that Mr. Schoendorfer and Free Wheelchair Mission are doing. We pray many can be helped to live happy and productive lives with the assistance of compassionate and caring people such as Mr. and Mrs. Schoendorfer. Thank you for your supportive words with heaven's grace.
Do you have a heartline today? We sure do appreciate your comments and stories. If you would like to share them with us, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. Supreme Master Television is available all around the world any day of the year and any time of day.
May the Providence bless your days with love and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At the International Space Station, astronauts successfully installed the final pair of solar wing panels that were delivered by the U.S. Space Shuttle Discovery.
China and AULAC, or Vietnam, have agreed to proclaim 2010 the China-Vietnam Friendship Year to commemorate the 60th anniversary of diplomatic ties between their nations.
A team of archaeologists in Guatemala discovered the earliest known set of sculptured artwork depicting the Popovu Mayan creation myth dating back to 300 BC.
Spanish Defense Minister Carme Chacon announces plans to withdraw over 600 troops from Kosovo by the end of summer 2009.
U.S. philanthropist Gloria Kaufman donates $20 million U.S. dollars to the Los Angeles Dance at the Music Center program in California, USA, calling the arts vital to the nation.
The Federal Agriculture Marketing Authority, or FAMA, of Malaysia promotes fresh fruits and vegetables in schools to help instill good eating habits among Malaysian children.
Russian chess player Tatiana Kosintseva wins the 10th European Individual Women's Chess Championship in St. Petersburg, Russia.
85-year-old Mr. Nicholas Yowei, founder of the Free Papua Movement, who has been living in exile for 40 years, returns to the Papua region of Indonesia for peace talks.
Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and Iran agreed to establish a joint television channel, expand railways linking the three countries, and boost cooperation in other areas.
Brazil and Spain donate nearly 20,000 tons of rice to Cuba for distribution to those most affected by the 2008 hurricanes.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.